Game Fish and Parks officials like Mike Kintai say there may be a number of reasons hunters didn't achieve the 100 lion limit this year. One factor that can reduce the numbers is the amount of snow on the ground. Snow can make lions easier to track and kill. But Kintai says there was more snow this year than last year, so he says this factor shouldn't have contributed to the lower numbers of cats taken. Rather, Kintai says the past 2 years of hunting have likely dropped the lion population in the Black Hills.
I think our season last year started to nose us in a downward trend. Coming back then this year with an even higher limit, I fully expected if we reached that limit that we would have gotten into the lion population significantly.
Kintai says much more analysis is needed before a more definitive answer is found on the impact this hunting season had on the lion population. He says research on the age range, sex, health, and genetic makeup of the harvested cats will help wildlife managers understand where to go next. Kintai says even if the lion population is down, it will rebound. But some critics see it very differently.
What's going on in South Dakota is a travesty. It's ecologically wrong. It's management wrong.
Dr. John Laundry is a predator ecologist who's studied mountain lions in North America for over 30 years. He wrote the book Phantoms of the Prairie, The Return of Cougars to the Midwest. Laundry says he is not against the hunting of lions, but he contends the population of mountain lions in the Black Hills has crashed due to overhunting. Laundry says the Game Fish and Parks Department's own estimate of lions was at about 250 cats 2 years ago. He says about 160 of those were adults. While the numbers are often in dispute, Laundry says a limit of 100 lions this past season violates basic rules of wildlife management.
For example, you have about 150 bighorn sheep in the Black Hills, around the same number that we had adult mountain lions. Would the Game Commission approve of hunting 100 of those animals, killing both females and young? No. Why are they applying totally different rules, contrary to sound wildlife management, to another species? This is wrong.
The numbers of lions in South Dakota are not easily pinned down. Officials with the State Game Fish and Parks Commission say they are aiming to have the population maintained at about 185 cats in the state. They refute allegations that lions are being over-harvested, saying more study is needed. Chuck Schluter, a GF&P spokesperson, also disputes the idea that the Game Fish and Parks Commission is ignoring the science on the best management practices.
There's the biology aspect, the wildlife management aspect. There's how those lions are interacting with other wildlife. And then there's a huge aspect that's what the public feels is right and wrong with lion harvest. The commission has a huge task of weighing all those things together.
But critics say groups like the Game Fish and Parks Commission too often rely on political reasons for management rather than species health and diversity. Dr. Jay Tischendorf is a wildlife biologist and veterinarian in Montana. He says he's enjoyed hunting, trapping, and fishing in the past, but he says he's dismayed by what is happening to lions in the Black Hills.
Many of the state fish game agencies that ostensibly should be managing all natural resources capably often become hook and bullet organizations that cater specifically to very strong lobbies and special interest groups, and that would include deer hunters, elk hunters, and also the agricultural lobby.
GF&P officials say the data brought in during this hunting season will be compiled and carefully considered by wildlife managers as the commission makes its decision on the 2014 lion season. Those like Game Fish and Parks Commission Chair Susie Knipling stress that a number of lions do remain in South Dakota. At the same time, Knipling says they need to be carefully managed.
I think the landowners have a right to make sure that their livestock is safe from the mountain lions. And, you know, the numbers were at a good place in the 90s, and that's where we need to get back to.
This issue could be boiled down to a dichotomy of two opposing world views. One maintains that predators need to be aggressively controlled to protect big game species, livestock, and people. On the other side, there is a belief held up by conservation biology that predator species are essential to proper ecosystem health. They argue that lions don't have a history of attacking people in South Dakota and don't take significant numbers of livestock. While there are undoubtedly large areas of gray in the middle of these two opposing views, the future of how lions are managed in the state depends on what side the State Game, Fish, and Parks Commission lands. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.